Bin Laden was a product of the Arab world. He was the son of a prominent Yemeni-born businessman and his Syrian wife in Saudi Arabia. As a young man, Bin Laden fell in with the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist group founded in Egypt. He would later expand on the Brotherhood's vision for an Islamic state and agitate for Muslim domination of the Middle East. But when U.S. forces killed Osama bin Laden, he was far removed from his roots. From Cairo, the world's Matthew Bell reports on just how relevant bin Laden remained in the Arab world.
The Egyptian newspaper Al Dastur might have today's most dramatic front page. It's a huge picture of bin Laden's face, framed by his white turban and mostly black beard, with an illustration of a bloody bullet hole drawn onto his forehead. The headline blares, "The Assassination of Osama bin Laden." At Cairo University, a quick survey of students brings a range of responses to the news of bin Laden's death.
Really, I feel sad. He is, in my opinion, a hero. I don't agree with all his ideas, but he was a fighter, Islamic fighter.
Hero? No, he's not a hero at all. Maybe for some extremist people, but for normal people, he's not a hero at all. He gives bad image of Islam and Arab. So we don't sympathize with someone like that.
The first official response from Egypt's government to the news was no comment. The Muslim Brotherhood, on the other hand, referred to bin Laden with the honorific title of Sheikh and said he was a martyr, though in an online statement today, the Islamist group condemned the use of violence. Its leaders say now that the U.S. has finally gotten rid of its top terrorist enemy, Washington and its allies need to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan and stop trying to impose their will on the Middle East. Issam al-Aryan is the deputy leader of the Brotherhood's political party.
After killing Osama bin Laden, after killing millions of Muslims and Arabs, now we are in a new era. Now, image of Arabs and Muslims must be changed in the West.
But others would point to the political upheaval in the Middle East and North Africa as an opportunity for the West to move beyond just fighting terrorist groups like the one bin Laden built. Rania is another student at Cairo University.
I disagree totally with him, but what I feel that instead of killing somebody like Osama bin Laden, you should stop what happens daily in Libya, in Syria, and it's very critical. Dead children and dead women, dead old people, and if you see daily what happens, it's like a disaster.
Another example of starkly different reactions to the news came from Palestinian leaders. They are gathering in Cairo to sign a reconciliation agreement tomorrow. Officials from the U.S.-backed Palestinian Authority in the West Bank said bin Laden's death was good for peace, while leaders of the Islamist group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, condemned the killing of someone they called an Arab holy warrior. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.